We started?
Yeah.
Oh, hectic.
All right.
Music. No, wrong music. What is happening, ladies and gents? Welcome to another episode of Have a Chat with Ray and Stat. I am Ray, and laughing on the couch over there is Stat.
I love you. What's going on, guys?
What's happening, buddy?
Hello. It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
Has it been a month?
It's been a month. Well, it's been a month since you and I spoke, like last, because we hate each other.
Yeah, approved.
But it's been over a month since they've had an episode.
Okay, yes, of course.
Because
so.
This comes out next week, not this week.
How are you, guys?
Good, bro.
Good to see you.
Doing all right?
Yeah, good. Thanks for asking. I've been on the mend. You know,
you're sick. Salimtech,
yeah, bro. But hey, I've got to say, record.
Hey,
it took me 4.5 months to finally cop my first sickness of the year.
Okay, it's not fair that we were both
magic round time, so it was better.
There it is. There it is.
He's just been perfect, eh?
I was going to introduce him last, but he's here. Big Ruben, what's happening, brother?
Not much, boys. How are you?
Good to have you, mate.
Oh, mate. Well, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
And the magic round.
I feel like I'm being interviewed here.
Yeah, I know, bro.
Just make sure you talk into the mic, yeah?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there we go.
Can always hear you, mate. See, I don't need this.
And right next to me is Joey Goose. What's going on, brother?
Nothing much.
True enough.
The first time I ever ask him, how's he doing? And he doesn't want to answer the question.
And he nods.
And he just nods. Doesn't want to answer the question. How are you?
Good, I'm good.
Good? Yeah, you were sick, but we're both sick at the same time, bro.
It's beautiful.
How is it that you were dying and I was on the mend in like a day?
I'm just weak.
Fair.
If I come up with anything else, everyone's going to be like, oh, you're weak, whatever. I just cut to the point. You know what I mean? Get straight to it.
Fair.
That's good. But nah, man, I'm good. I just got a dry cough.
Okay.
I don't mind if it sticks around for like 3-4 days, but then so I once had it for like 2-3 months. It
gets annoying after that.
Yeah, it's a bit inconvenient. Yep. You know? But it's good. Thank God. We're good, man.
Ladies and gents, subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the channel. We are nearly at 200. We're so close. We're nearly there. Help us out. I think we're like 6 or 8 subs away. Subscribe.
6 or 8?
Yeah. We're at like 192, 193 or something like that. We're doing
what the hell?
Yeah.
We're
averaging like 1,500 views on a reel or a short.
But the reels, but you know why, Matt? We've got to thank the big Goose, the big fella, because I feel like every time...
It's all Goose.
Do
you not watch our reels?
I've seen a few. Cousin, I don't know how many there were.
They're all you.
But you know why? It's because every time we cut you off, and then we never go back to our
reels. My favourite reels, cutting off, and Madeline McCann.
I still don't know who she is.
Bro.
No, that is who we've done.
The dingo, huh?
Michael must love this guy. Michael must love him, because he's the guy that cuts our reels, and he just cuts them all of you, bro.
Yeah. Because the reaction is very genuine.
It is. But you know what reel's been killing it? Is the Dave one, talking about Israel.
Yeah, actually, skim past that yesterday or today.
Okay, I'm going to ask a favor of you.
Oh, boy.
Please. Can you just start liking him?
I do like him.
On Instagram and...
Oh, social media like... Yeah, sorry.
I like them personally, but not publicly.
Yeah, I like them personally, yeah. Like, no, they're good views. Like, I like the guys you're doing.
Actually click the button.
Yeah, sorry.
I feel like I'm the only one that clicks the button.
Yeah, sorry, my bad.
Yeah, anyway, you were saying...
I have about 150 posts to catch up on. I don't think I've liked it in a while. I don't think. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is sick bit. Nice.
Listen, ladies and gents, do one of two things for me. Either subscribe to the channel or buy me Prime, because I'm addicted. This stuff's amazing.
And that's actually the one thing I don't encourage. I don't encourage the addiction. Yeah. Like, I try Prime. Like, I'm drinking one right now. Like, I won't deny that.
Look, I genuinely thought this was a scam, but you saw me 2 minutes ago. Outstanding.
Okay. Listen, let's try to get a Prime sponsorship. Prime, we love you. We love everything about you.
It's just right that loves you.
Please.
It's just right that loves you, but yeah, send someone.
No, you like it too.
No, I love it. But but I don't go to the shops every day like a psychopath.
Do you know how many people have come up to me after my Instagram last week saying, can I please have a Prime? Because I have a fridge full of it, or had a fridge full of it. It's empty now. I need more Prime.
So. I was going to say, you stocked up your fridge for 3.5 minutes?
3.5 days.
That's... These are the drinks that you savor, bro. Like, you know what I texted you yesterday? I said, if you like, it's not like too much trouble, can you bring me like a bottle of Prime or the blue one?
This is Stats text
message. Not because like it's a Coke, because it's not very common. And I know this guy has been trying to get it for ages.
When you come, if you can bring one blue Prime, I would much appreciate.
Because it's not Coke. Like, you can get like 300
whatever
you want.
That was a very polite message.
You know, it was very nice.
Very nice message.
But I know, because I know like it's a bit rare at the moment.
Yeah, but the thing is,
I
have people over all the time and they take my Prime.
That's fine. But that's different.
That rhymed.
Yeah, that's different. But yeah, you should just say no.
I can't. I love people too much. No, I can't stand people. But I want people to enjoy what I have.
Can I
when
say
I like
well?
A drink, I want them to enjoy
nah,
it.
Nah, look, I approved. But a bit of selfishness here and there is beautiful too, bro. Just being a bit selfish in life, it's fantastic. Okay.
Give me my primes. Problem. None of you are drinking them. Give me my primes.
I'm sorry, bro. The shorts.
Oh, you know who I'm going to shoot? You'll appreciate this. I'm going to shoot Joseph.
Approved. Always.
Ready?
Always
ready? Okay.
Who should be getting Joseph is Goose, to be honest.
After no, you know what? Get him on the cap.
Bro, I have a lot of his shooting about. Go Atlanta and go Queensland.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Switch with him for 2 seconds because I want to bring this up on air. He doesn't know about this yet. Come here. Dumb human
two
being.
Features today.
You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The other night, he's hanging out. He's sleeping over my place. This, that. Hanging out, whatever. I go, let's go for a drive. Jump in the car. Go grab some primes. We'll go. I grab a blue, he grabs a green. Love and life. Two brothers on a hangout.
Two great flavors.
Yeah, two great flavors. It's a great night for a drive. Two great blokes, this, that. We get home. I've annihilated my prime. Completely destroyed it. We get home. We go to bed. Dawn service next morning. Run out the door, this, that. I start cleaning up my house because, you know, that's life. I find his bottle of prime, his green prime. Half of it left in the bottle. You putrid scumbag. I had to tip out half a bottle of prime.
Like that.
It was half a bottle of prime, bro.
Okay.
250 mils. Gone, skis.
Nah, it was more.
What do you mean, gone? But okay.
Why did you tip it out?
Because it had been sitting in my window in the sun all morning.
Oh, okay.
And so I can't drink that.
Well, now that you've made it a bit more clearer, I thought it was like sitting in your house. Like
Nah. You scumbag. You know how hard how hard they are to get. Put it in the fridge at least.
Okay. I see in the middle of this. Like, I'll happily shoot your brother every day, every minute. No problem.
Show us that. Yep. There you go.
Nice. Oh, mate, I'm the first to say shoot Joseph Hitt every day of the week. I'm number one, no problem.
We're colleagues.
Anyway, I'm wearing a Christian jumper. Let's just keep it that way. If he had it sitting around the house, like, all right, you know, put it back in the fridge. They'd be a bit of a talk about it. But I can't defend you, man. Like, but the reason I'm a bit half on it as well is because he's the one that went and got it for you. You sloth.
We're walking out the door. I say, swing part. Bro, you can switch. You can do Joseph's. No, do Joseph's job. There you go. Goose is learning. Bro, as we're walking out, grab a prime. The fridge is two steps from the door.
No, not that, you imbecile.
What?
Who's number one? Nice. Not that, you imbecile. What? I'm talking about, he went and purchased it for Woolworths for you.
Oh,
you said
the purchase, the purchase, the purchase.
Not him getting it. Yeah, it's two steps. I'll make him do it 45 times for fun.
Okay. No, but I paid him back for that.
I didn't care if you paid him in double.
And he's...
I didn't care if you paid him in double. Sorry, I'll stop. I didn't care if you paid back in double. But he went and did the favor for you.
Okay, but here's the thing. He's drunk more than I have.
He bought it for you.
I paid him for it.
Doesn't matter. Did you go to Woolworths and run around the shops like you made him do?
I didn't make him do that. He did that himself. I said, just get me 5.
I almost defended him to the team. You imbecile. Why would you voluntarily do that?
We
wanted some.
I've got receipts, bro. I got receipts.
Look, I'm on the fence with this one.
Yeah, so mate.
We're a bit on the fence.
Don't waste my drinks.
Apologies, but it wasn't half. It was legit like the quarter.
Get out of the seat. Go swap with him. It's too much.
One more number one. One more. It's good while it lasted. I remember the first time I did the switching. I think it was, I don't know which episode it was. It was a...
Weren't you on camera? You were on camera while you were switching, right?
No. I was swapping with Joseph.
Jackie and Jeremy.
Man, I pressed a couple buttons. Okay, mate, I'm a DJ. Like, this is no problem. Very good. But yeah.
Get us Prime and subscribe, please.
That's what the conversation was.
Yep.
Going,
oh, yeah. Right. What were you talking about? You were saying something before I interrupted.
Oh, standard. I've lost my train of thought. Rubes! Hey, bud.
How are you, boys?
He's been very quiet this whole little...
He's been very quiet.
Wait, I'm enjoying your rants. It's good.
Mate,
it's
tell us a bit about yourself.
Ruben, talk into the microphone.
I'm Mr. Swapishy, mate.
Can you hear me?
Talk into the microphone. You know what? Skimmy over that way a bit. And then you're pointing...
The camera now?
Don't worry, I'll fix that.
Can I just say, my favorite part of discipleship was snubbing Ray for you two boys.
I was never going to bring that up. I was never going to say anything about it. Happy for you. You're a scumbag.
I actually forgot about that for a second.
I forgot about that too. You had a choice, didn't you?
I did have a choice.
You did, yeah, I remember.
I remember walking up to him going, bro, anytime you want to do discipleship, like, let's get it going. Like, let's get this thing sorted for you, this, that. Not a word. No, yeah. I'm doing it with Stat and Goose, nothing. And I was happy. I was actually really happy Ruben was going to do it with you boys because I thought, you know, you guys would be good at it. And I don't need to disciple every person that walks through our church doors. But you're a scumbag.
Well, what did I say to Mark? I'm busy with a patient. It's been 3 years. I'm still busy.
It's been 3 weeks. But Rubes, give us a bit about you, bro. We just went to your engagement last week, bro.
Yes, thank you very much for coming.
Snubbed again for that.
I'm not on a good start. So.
Now I know why you've been so quiet.
Nah, how was it, bro? Congrats, man.
It was good. Thank you very much.
When you get married?
November this year.
Dead set.
My brother's coming. So exciting, congrats, bro.
I'm excited, yeah. I can't wait.
It's going to be good, mate. You and Emil.
Emil, yeah. With bro, an A, yeah.
What an Emil, man. What a character.
What am I missing?
Nah,
he's he's marrying my Emil.
Brother. Okay.
He will become my brother, finally.
That's...
What?
I don't know how I feel, but that's beautiful. Nah, I miss Emil. Nah, that's so good, man. But how's the prep coming along for the wedding, though?
Very good. I'm absolutely useless, so Amelia has done all of it. She's been amazing, so it's made my life so much easier.
It's beautiful, mate.
But it's pretty much all done. Like, we've just got suits and stuff to get for me. She's just got her bridesmaid stuff to get and cars, and that's it.
Big wedding or small?
250-ish.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's a good number, right? Yeah, that's a good number. It's a very good number. Where are you getting married?
I don't know. We haven't really sent out invites or anything yet. Can I say this stuff?
I don't know.
I don't know. You gotta ask her. Send her a text.
I'm not. All right. You know what? You're getting married in Sydney. Yeah. You're getting married in Sydney.
We don't want to get him in trouble.
Yeah. you wait for Gizmo to get the invite, but not Ray, right? Is that what we're going with?
I'm absolutely.
Sometimes the charm going to be.
I'm fine with it. Three strikes is out.
Yeah. Nah, that's good stuff, man. So, you got engaged when? Last year?
December last year.
Yeah. Oh, December last year. I don't know why I thought you got engaged in September, October. Man, that's crazy, bro.
How was that? Like, how's that feel?
Unreal.
I gotta feel like that is the most daunting experience ever. No,
like, I thought it would be, but like, I don't know. I know I want to marry Amelia. So going through the whole process, buying, thanks.
Good start.
Getting the ring, going through everything on the day. Like, I thought I would be so nervous, I'd give it away, I'd be awful through the whole thing. And Amelia was like, she's like, oh, I'm gonna know when you propose. Like, it's easy. Like, you're gonna give it away, but. No, it was good. Like, I played it off pretty well, I think. Like, she had no idea.
That's it.
It was very nice. Like, at a sunflower field, her favorite flowers. So, it was good. Surprised
her. Yeah,
so
cracker.
It was nice.
Okay, I've got to ask this. So, I've always thought, how is it in these people that get engaged, they just know to dress up immaculate. They just know to do it right. How do you get them to be like, all right, dress up nice, cracker, but you don't know that you're going
to
be proposed
to. You took her to a sunflower field. So, I'm thinking jeans and some... No, t-shirt and they're
jeans.
You're dressing up to a sunflower field.
Well,
if I'm gonna go propose,
no, I'm not saying him. I'm saying her. How does she know to dress up?
Oh, I was talking about him.
No, how does she know to dress up? Like, I'm supporting your point. You got a point.
My bad. Sorry. We just always clash. I thought. Yeah, I know. Sorry, brother. My brother.
Hey, well,
brother.
You can get nice jeans.
You can.
You can. He's not wrong. Okay. So how do you get her to dress up?
We went like probably 10 or 12 months before that to the sunflower field and she loved it. Like, it's her favorite flower. We dressed up. It was nice. Took photos, whatever. So I said we were going again. So she's like, okay, we'll dress up. We'll take nice photos, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, mate. He planted the seed.
Yeah. So
he's just
thought about it from that spot from like the year before.
She's did the layup and he's dunked it, bro.
Yeah, that's
just,
that's
very
smart.
That's crack of talk.
That's a year in work.
Men don't get enough credit for planning, bro. That's how we are. We think in advance. You thought a year in advance, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Did you plan this one?
I did, yeah. Like,
well,
I spent a little bit planning it. I had to work out the right day, weather, and stuff like that. But
did you video record it?
I did. We haven't really showed anyone the video.
No, that's good.
That's good. But photos,
I'm just saying, like, in the modern era where everything's video recorded, people who don't record it, like, you're dumb. know what I mean?
Mm.
Record the thing.
Well, if you're not recording, there'll probably be a stranger in the background recording for you.
Because that's what you want. You want footage from someone 30 meters away doing these ones.
You want like
genuine
like
footage.
You want like a 75-year-old just there recording. Why not? Just shake it like this. Just record it like this.
My mate's wedding, we walked from his house to the church. I got all the footage from Auburn 219, the one on Snapchat. I got all the footage. I got all the footage from there. Because everyone on the road was recording and they posted it up there.
Yeah, so that's the thing, right? Like, is it worth really getting a professional photographer or videographer at a wedding? Seeing that everyone else's footage is always 20 times better?
It's a good question. Just something a bit more pro. Is that
okay?
Is there anything for it?
But when the photographer tells you, okay, pretend to laugh, and that is the only trick they've got up their sleeve, it's kind of dumb.
It works a treat because I look at photos thinking, man, why must some great jokes they crack in here?
They're having so
that was until it was Groomsman.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
I thought, like, man, did they all laugh at cracker jokes? Why they have like a 3, 4, 5 up their sleeve?
Is that the groomsman's job to pick up some, to grab some jokes and say them?
No, like the photographer. Like they say, oh, like, you the know, when they say, like, you know, laugh and pretend you're laughing. Imagine I'm thinking every time, like, whoever these guys are cracking these jokes, mate.
They have to be good jokes. I wonder what kind of jokes. They're probably like dark jokes. Not bad jokes, but like.
Yeah.
Well, there's
like
no jokes because all they say to you when we were groomsmen, you were there. All they said to us was, okay, now pretend to laugh. Look at each other and laugh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, okay.
It's kind of what we do here.
That was funny, bro. Yeah.
It wasn't funny. It was retarded.
It makes things awkward. It does make it awkward.
It was so awkward.
Especially when it comes to a photographer. But you feel, if you're a groomsman, have a few jokes lined up your sleeve.
So many photos.
I had absolutely no idea about any of this stuff. But like, we went around to a few photographers, the one we've got. Like, Amelia took me through everything. But the different ones, like, depends what you want. If you want more posy things, more natural things, whatever. Like, the people you go with make that all happen for
what
you.
What you go
like
for?
More like natural, like, nice. What's the word? Candid or whatever.
Did you try the cake yet? Did you try the cake yet?
No. Oh, yeah. It's not ready.
That's my favourite part.
If it's made from now to the wedding.
No, like, aren't you meant to taste test the cake before you... I don't know. I watch a lot of movies. They taste test cake.
I assume you guys are getting it from Marie.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And she made the engagement cake.
Yeah.
So it was tested.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, cracker.
I didn't get to try it.
Shout out Marie's Cakes by Marie.
Oh, mate. She's
things up.
Hey, mate. She's been supported big time on this thing. Don't you worry. Yeah. We've talked about her cake.
She made my birthday cake a few years back from The Simpsons.
Oh, that's right.
She's so good at those cakes, bro.
I was very confused looking at the cake. I'm like, what is
this? Yeah, you know what it was.
Just a lot of sin. I don't watch Simpsons because I'm
good. Nah, congrats, bro. This is awesome.
Thank you very much.
That's awesome, bro.
All right, listen. I got to just... It's part of the wedding gift here. I got 7 months. Do I grow my mullet back? I got 7 months. Do I grow my mullet back?
Oh, look.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm looking at it. And I've got a bit of FOMO.
We can match together. For sure.
Difference is Ruben has hair on top of his head, buddy.
Not much longer.
Brother, I have hair on top of my head. It's just not in the center.
Is this
just
the
on
first time you've been behind the camera and we can't see each other?
Yep.
Is that why we're freaking out? Because my head keeps doing these ones.
Oh, look, I've definitely got like a C3 vertebrae happening at the moment. Just kind of permanent like this.
You got slip discs in your
neck.
Yeah, like
no problem.
Edge.
Just after these 20 odd minutes. But
you got a back injury, spinal.
Guys, I'm finito.
Spinal.
I'm finished. But, 7 months. So mullet, you keeping the mullet? I got to ask. You keeping the mullet for the wedding?
Look, I didn't want it, and I didn't really. Oh, I do like it now, but Amelia loves it, so she wants me to
keep
it. So
yes,
I think I'm going to.
That's good quality.
Yes,
that's good quality.
She's
bro,
a winner.
Just
a winner,
great. Just say the word, and I'll grab a
you'll
mullet and mustache. I'll do them both.
Do you reckon you can dye it blonde for me as well?
That's I can dye any color you want.
if you dye it blonde, I'll be so proud of you, bro.
I've got nothing to lose. I've lost everything already, so I can do it, bro. I don't mind. Blonde, say the word.
I've always said I could pull off blonde. I reckon I could do it.
What are you, Ted?
Yes.
Not
you know
blonde,
what?
I'll bleach
yeah.
it. Like Eminem.
Oh, wow, like full on.
Oh, whoa. Ooh,
that's different.
Yeah, but just the mullet?
Just the mullet,
yeah.
And
okay,
the mustache.
Yeah.
Nah, just the mullet.
I've never understood. I like we're going with the mustache.
Yeah, why not?
But gold, like it has to fully stand out. Gold,
Cody
gold.
Rhodes gold.
Very good.
Trust me.
And then I need a photo canvas of you again so I can hang that second one up in my room.
Yeah, no, done. I promised you one, didn't I?
You did.
I did. Okay, done. Leave it with me.
When was it? Was it Krispy Kreme at church? Oh, what do you call it? Kris Kringle, not Krispy Kreme.
Oh, did you win one?
Were you
Krispy
Kreme at
photo?
Church.
Oh. Yes.
The Krispy Kreme at church was off tab, let me tell you.
As we'll talk.
No one wanted it except me.
No, but everyone was fighting
because
for
we've
it.
All had one. I've got one. It's packed now because we're moving, but I've got one of him, and it was in the middle of my living room the entire.
I've still got one of. I think I have the one of you on the bathtub.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah, yeah.
That is signature.
Do you know Rubes?
No.
Do you know, please show majority me of people in our church.
We'll chuck it up on the screen so everyone can see.
Majority of people in our church have a photo of me in their house, except my parents.
That's very true. That is very true.
You've been in my house. You see Maverick, Chloe, even Josh.
He was on my bedside for a very long time.
Himself?
Yeah, yeah.
The photo.
It was a big table.
He just sat there the entire time.
He stood there like this. He just got quite recorded very still.
Just watching me sleep.
Yeah, bro. Girls
talk into the mic, buddy. Talk into the
yeah,
mic.
Yeah. Oh, I can't show it then. Yeah, no. But you say I can't show it then, but I just got it on Facebook. So
and
everyone's already
it's popping up right on the screen.
Is it? All right, good, good.
Yeah, yeah. It's the best photo ever. The story behind it is fantastic.
Bro.
That was a story behind it.
The story, long story short, he was actually going somewhere with the boys, and I was already in the tub. And he goes, can I join you for 2 seconds to take a photo? I go, yeah. And that's what happened.
We were in Melbourne.
I did.
Did you?
Yep.
We were in Melbourne.
I remember saying
because I'm staying and having a bath.
No, do you know what I said? I said I'm staying here, and one of the boys was being smart. Goes, well, are you going to have a bath?
Nothing changed.
That's a fantastic
magic
idea.
Round?
Hey,
the magic round, no,
bro. I literally stood there, took the photo. I remember saying to him, "This doesn't go on any social media yet." 2 weeks later, straight onto his profile picture.
No problem. No shame. No shame. 2015, Nathaniel, good times. But he was literally, he goes, yeah, I want to have a bath, and I sat there, and I go, man, and I was like, 2 minutes going to be downstairs because the bus is leaving. I'm going to go out for the day. What do I do? No problem. Straight into the bathtub. Photo. Boom. Straight out. I come out to the bus.
Soap is everywhere. Soap's
soaking
everywhere.
Soaking wet because I only had 2 minutes. Soaking wet, bro. And they go, why are you dressed? Sure. I go, I took a photo. Gosh, check out this photo. It's so good. I'm showing everyone. Gosh, check out this photo. It's so good. And they go, oh, Goose isn't coming. Then he came out the photo. Why is Goose coming out? Okay, mate. Let's just go. Let's have a good time. Doesn't matter. Great photo. Great story. Good times.
Is there going to be recreation 10 years later?
Oh, wow.
We're gonna need a bigger bathtub.
That one's gonna go
off. We're gonna need a cruise ship, mate. We're gonna need a Caribbean cruise.
They're gonna need a bigger boat, yeah.
Boats.
Yeah, what were we saying? Sorry. I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, candid photos for the engagement. For the wedding, sorry.
Do you remember which photo you asked and I promised you? I can't remember which one. If you can't, we'll figure it out.
It was the one you recently uploaded, the very nice one on Easter. On your Instagram.
Yeah.
I commented on it.
Yeah, yes. The one
it was a good photo.
It's a very good shot.
He's risen in
almost
the
as good as the one of Jeremy sleeping in church that you uploaded.
All these photos are popping up on this
just a deep prayer, you know?
That's so good. He goes, you did me dirty, bro. I go, don't sleep. Not to tell
you. Do it to me all the
he
time.
He goes,
no,
I was praying, bro.
Okay, what did you, but that's not praying.
I use meditating. I use quite a few. I use meditating prayer. Yeah, that's only two I got.
Someone will ask me, I go, man, that was such a good nap. I'll be honest, I had such a good sleep just there. I went on from like, man, I needed that 20 minutes. I'm a bit of a lost cause.
But you know what else was good? Very good. So good that you loved it.
Yeah. Oh.
Super Mario Brothers, bro. What a movie.
I'm so upset. I want to go watch it again.
How good is... bro, I'll come with you.
I can't. I'm busy. Classic. Sorry. Sorry. That was rude.
That was rude. We're both yelling at Joseph.
Yeah, I know. Shut up, Joseph. You know, 1-2, 1-2. Sorry.
Bro, we're sitting on opposite sides of the cinema for some reason.
As you do.
As you do. And this guy is texting me the whole movie. We're cracking jokes,
bro,
the entire time.
It was the best movie I've seen in the last...
It was so funny, all bro.
Right, so at work, years. Every kid that I've seen, when I'm treating them, they say it's the best movie they've ever watched as well.
Movie of the year.
Actually?
Yeah.
All right, I'll have to go watch it then.
You have to watch it.
Okay.
For us, because... Did you grow up with Super Mario Brothers?
Yeah.
Okay, for us, because you catch all the references, and the humor's just hilarious. There's nothing rubbish in it. Like, there's no agenda. It's just a funny movie.
That's why I loved it the most. No hidden LGBT agenda. No swearing. Nah, it was.
How many kids' cartoons are you watching with swearing in it?
Yeah, it was quite.
Thank you.
Disney's going down that route now. They're just swearing in every.
Yeah,
movie.
Yeah. It's out of control. But
no, it was so good.
Phenomenal movie.
Like they address everything. Like they even address like why they don't have accents and all that sort of stuff. They use the actual actors from the games and all that. Like, it's so, okay, it's very well done.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, go watch it, man.
It was so funny.
Well, if I could watch it again.
What made it very good was
Jack Black.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Beaches,
the references, because when you go up on it, you see stuff from the games. But when it first started, like the first half an hour, I was watching it with Lance. He shows no emotion. I look at him, I go, bro, this must be the dumbest movie I've ever seen, because it's just, it's made for kids and I'm not enjoying it. Then there was a character, a dog.
Sorry, I'm singing the Jack Black song. Sorry.
Yeah, there was a character, a dog, that gave the exact same facial expressions as Lance. I look at him, I go, bro, this is the best movie ever. Because I am watching Lance as a dog.
But so the reason I was sitting on the other side of the cinema is because I think where the boys got tickets, there were six seats. And then I rocked up at the end. There was no seat for me.
Was it packed? So you just sat in
it? It wasn't packed.
It wasn't packed at all. But I think the way the boys were sitting was just for six seats. That could fit six of them. And then as the seventh, I came along and I got sack. I'll just sit.
Only four of us sat there. The rest sat at the back.
Pete was waiting to sat by himself, so extended. I go, I'll sit with you. He goes, don't sit with me.
Have you heard the Peaches song yet?
Nah.
Right. No, don't play for him. Don't play for him.
Why not?
He's going to go watch the movie.
Yeah, let him experience it.
Let's go watch it.
What do you mean, let's go watch it?
Let's go watch it.
All right, together. Me and you.
And but we'll start, sit, I won't start there.
Yeah, yeah, but we'll sit in separate
spots. Yeah, we'll all sit in completely separate spots.
Different cinemas too, but just...
different session times.
Listen, I'll go to Blue Mountains. You stay in the area.
Listen, I want to go back home. So
back home.
So when you want to go?
Cinema where it's...
Oh, the old school. Like, they didn't ties in.
What a ties when in. Are we going?
When are we going? Yeah. You let me know.
Monday?
But I'm a big time because I've got to check my schedule this, that.
I have nothing Monday.
Monday? Yep, sign me up.
Monday?
Genuinely sign
me up. I think I have to snob Mark's dinner on Monday, but...
You got a patient.
I'll have to let you know.
What about...
Okay, so Ruben's not coming.
All right.
You're a gronk. You know what? I'm not going. You two go.
Monday?
Done.
You're a great
yeah, no, it's such a good movie, but
yeah, it was.
Such
it
a
was
movie,
so
man.
Good. What would you give it out of 10? Like, honestly, I know you were hyped about it and everything, but what do you give it out of 10?
To be honest with you, I'd probably give it an 8 or 9.
Okay, yeah, I give it a solid 8.5 for sure.
I don't know, like, I can't sit and give it a 10.
The story is rubbish. It's a kid's story, like there's not much in it besides, you know. Simple, very, very simple. Like there was nothing special about it, is what I'm saying.
That's why I thought it was dumb.
Dumb.
What made it good was the fact I grew up on it. I'll give it a 6.5. That's a good rating for
A good rating for you.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. The humor got me so well.
It was very funny.
I don't know if it was because you and I were in a laughing mood.
It was actually a funny movie.
But it was very funny, bro.
There was a lot of like I was laughing like that in the cinema. Like
there was a lot of times where we'd hear each other laugh and then text each other saying, that was you.
Yeah, great call.
Yeah.
And Peach is so beautiful. Like stuff
I
like
love
that.
Peach, bro. Yeah. What a woman.
Gorgeous. Yeah?
Oh, immaculate.
Oh, I thought you'd give me, like, I thought you'd say, phenomenal. I'd be like a little bit ashamed. But great movie. Bro. I think for me as well, but the reason I rate it so highly is because in every movie, because of the agendas that they are now, that's why I was very kind of off it. But I'm like, but the thing I'm pretty good at that I don't do often, I never watch movie trailers.
Yeah.
That's good.
I never watch movie trailers.
Like, give away half the movie.
Stat doesn't watch movies.
Yeah, I don't watch movies, but if I go to a movie, I won't watch a trailer for it. Not on purpose, I just won't watch it.
Yeah.
This one, I'm like, man, I want to see the trailer. It got put up on one of the chats a few times. I'm like, I'm going to watch a trailer. I never got to watch a trailer. Well, and I was like, I'm good with that.
Yeah, it was good.
Great movie, man. Great. I loved it.
The voice cast was phenomenal.
Yeah. Agreed.
Just everything was it was perfect, man.
Yeah, great movie. I'll watch it again for sure.
What's his name? The little sidekick was hilarious.
Yeah.
Toad.
Oh,
do you know who does his voice?
Yeah, that was Keegan-Michael Key.
Yeah,
that was so funny.
Keegan Peele.
Yeah, it was good.
And the little water drop ruined me. The suicidal water drop.
Oh, yeah. Poor Rubes is sitting thinking, what the heck is going on?
We gotta go watch it, bro.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
Watch it.
Go watch.
Yeah.
Told Mark, mate, sorry, still seeing that patient. I've got a 3 hour extra with the patient. That was the after.
No, it was good.
Great movie.
Take your kids to watch it. School holidays are over. I don't know.
You can still take them to watch it.
Still take them.
Take him out of school to watch it.
A lot of parents these days are cool. Like, they'll take their kids, bro, they'll take them on holidays, miss a month of school, who cares?
No problem.
Yeah.
Good on them.
God forbid I never missed a second of school. And look how I turned out.
I was thinking about that today. Yeah, I was thinking about that today. When we were kids, Dad would take us to Queensland a week before school ended so that there would be no lines on the rides.
Oh, wow. He's smart.
He's very smart.
That's very clever.
Yeah.
So we missed a whole week of school. It was great.
That's mad.
No, I never miss school. That's why I hate it so much.
Oh man.
I miss school.
Yeah, take it back.
But yeah, watch Super Mario. It's very good.
Gun movie. I don't know if we told you it was such a good movie. So fun. But it's probably the quietest Ruben's been the last 15 minutes. I'm sorry, bro.
He's so upset, bro.
But one thing, Ruben, I want to get your opinion on. Sorry.
You had to do that in the mic? You had to do that in the mic?
Sorry, I just had to kind of clear my throat up. All right. I need kind of everyone's opinion on these.
Mm-hmm.
NRL are proposing a 2024 season opener, two games, Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
In saying that, they want to bring, like, they want to make, like, a massive weekend of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, not just the NRL, because they want to, like, kind of show off rugby league in America.
They want to make it a spectacle.
Yeah, make it a spectacle. But they want to have, like, Tim Zoo fight. You know, they want to have Volkanovski or Whitaker for a UFC fight. They want to make, like, a massive weekend of it. Do you see it as something profitable for the game, like, for the NRL? Because there's a lot of, I'm hearing a lot of pros and cons. I'm hearing a lot of yeses and nos. I'm hearing a lot of goods and bads. What do we let sneak? Like, what are we thinking?
I think they're trying to grow internationally. Hey, because domestically here, Queensland, it's doing pretty well. I think it's the most watched on TV. Maybe not crowd wise.
Yep.
But I think when there talks about State of Origin going over and doing that first, I think maybe they should have trialed it with one weekend like that. Maybe instead of doing an opening, was the opening round? Or
yeah, they're looking at like an opening round. Two games. Sorry, they'll take four teams over, but no Queensland teams are being considered.
So they're all Sydney teams?
Most likely.
My thing's this. I see the benefit of it because we do need to grow the game. Americans love our sport when they see it.
Wasn't it during COVID, eh, when we were the only one on TV?
Yeah.
For like 2 weeks, we didn't capitalize on it. But they all loved it.
Mm. That's NRL, the problem. Hey. We don't know how to capitalize on anything as a country. It's so weird. So to do this is such a smart move. However, I don't think Vegas is the right place to do it.
Okay.
I think if you really want to capitalize on this and you really want to make a spectacle out of it, you take it to LA. LA is the place to do it. Why? Because there's not much else to do. Like, you can go to a movie premiere, whatever it is, but not everyone's invited to that. Like, as a public...
Don't we want
to
watch Mario?
Oh.
Yes. Yes, let's go. I'll book tickets right now.
You wonder why I don't like this guy.
Yeah, I get it.
But if they really want to like make it a public spectacle, make it a big thing, LA is the place to do it. You go do it at Rams Stadium.
Mm.
Bro, you make it massive. I think that's the way to do it. I don't know if... Because the problem with Vegas is there's so many shows, there's so many things to do there that it's going to get lost in the crowd, I reckon.
I think it's different because they're not talking about exhibition matches. They're talking about the season opener.
Mm.
If you look at every other sport, I could be wrong, but they don't do their seasons in any other country but theirs.
Yeah, like they don't do
yeah, the soccer no, comes to I Australia, but they do exhibition matches.
Yeah, exhibition matches.
I think hockey's doing it here. They're doing their opening.
Are they? Okay, yeah. That's what I said. I might be wrong.
Melbourne.
In Melbourne? Okay.
Yeah.
That's probably the only exception, right? There's not many out there.
Yeah.
I think when baseball came, it was an opening game. I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So but a lot of the time, it's like,
a lot of the time, it's exhibition. It's exhibition, so or it's pre-season stuff.
As you're saying, you, sir.
Yeah, it's different, and I think there's a lot of money involved, but there's also a lot of money to be made, and they can definitely make Tim Zoo fight happen there because
he's a machine.
Well, he's a machine, and I think the promotion, the promotion's local.
No limit. It's here. George Rose.
Yeah, if they want to get UFC involved, then they have to get a partnership and,
it's not that hard for a few reasons. I know exactly what you're saying. It's not hard for a few reasons. One, the No Limit Boxing has a very good relationship with America. They're still trying to plan the Charlo fight with Zoo because that's meant to happen. So no matter what they do, America wants to work with Zoo because he's the biggest star out there in boxing. UFC, Dana White loves Australia. He loves his Australian fighters. He loves the Australian scene. That's why he goes to Perth so often. I mean, he's bringing...
He wants to bring a title fight.
He's bringing it to Sydney.
Didn't he make an announcement last week? You'd know more about this than I would. But didn't he make an announcement last week on Whitaker and another bloke coming and fighting...
290.
Yeah, 290.
290.
It's in Sydney?
It's in Sydney, yeah.
Wait, is it 290 that's in Sydney, or is it the winner of the match versus Adesanya in the championship fight in Sydney?
That's the one in Sydney, I think.
That's the one in Sydney.
I heard, I don't know if that was true or was the winner, but he, they don't also bring it to
Let
Sydney.
Me look it up.
Yeah, well, it'll be, the thing is, the other guy, I keep forgetting his name, it's
Robinson?
No, it's a South African name, D.L., so I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's South African, so him fighting in Australia, that, so they're pretty much banking on Whittaker to win. Yeah. I know Adesanya is New Zealander, but like that's not Australian. He's New Zealander.
Yeah.
Like I know he loves Australia and Australians love him.
Sorry.
They're banking on Whittaker to win.
Sorry, stat, you're right.
So the championship,
the
title fight would be.
The title fight's going to be insane.
Yeah, and they're aiming for like a. What they're aiming for is Whittaker Adesanya 3.
If Whittaker doesn't win, go do it in Africa. Because
100%.
Because the other guy, I keep forgetting his name. He's South African.
Duplessis.
He's white. And he
made
a comment saying, I want to be the first African fighter to win a championship and bring it back to Africa. And then you have Francis Ngannou, USAMA, and Israel be like, you're white. We're actually African.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? We're not African? So they had a go at him, and he goes, no, I never said that. Never said the first African fighter to win a title, the first African fighter to bring it back to Africa.
Yeah.
You guys don't live in Africa. So he has a point.
Yeah.
But that didn't sit well with him at all.
Yeah, it didn't sit well with him.
Especially because he's white.
Yeah.
But he's right. Huh?
What's his name?
Duplessis.
Faf.
Oh, what a faf, bro. What a South African legend. He was playing cricket in Perth. He won the comp, Smeek. I love him.
Anyway, so back to it, right?
Back to it. The reason I think it'll work is one man. Peter Vlandis.
Yeah, no.
Him and Dana White?
Got zero issue with him actually pulling it off. Because UFC is on every other weekend. Boxing isn't that hard to put a promotion together. Especially in Vegas. Because that's their boxing capital. I just think Vegas is the wrong place to put it for exposure. Because I think it's going to get lost in the crowd. On top of that, take 40 NRL players and put them in Vegas. That ain't ending well.
Yeah, let me tell you. They ain't coming back the same. What happened to Crichton? He went on a holiday and he came back to rehab. Not to NRL.
Is that Matt Lodge went on his extended holiday?
Oh.
But you see,
NRL players on holidays don't mix, bro. Keep them apart.
These guys can't go to.
That's where Jared Handel's comes to training as well.
But a Melbourne player went to Bali. What's his name? The big guy.
Yeah, Solomon. Awesome.
Yeah, but and people picked the fight with him. Who is picking the fight with a guy?
It was a good video.
Bro, he's the best video. See how he came and like he just saw it and it just. He's a little midget. He's a midget. He's smashed his midget.
The guy's 10 meters tall and people are picking fights with him in Bali.
These guys can't play an away game at a different state or a different city without getting into trouble because they've done something stupid at a bar. They're going to go to Vegas.
That's where the
water. Our players went to Queensland, the Dogs players, not our players, but Dogs players went to Queensland and then they're picking up underage girls. Like,
and selling speakers on eBay.
Yeah. And then you got the likes of Pierce and who's the Canberra player? The Canberra Sharks player? The one that in his...
I'm blanking out.
Yeah.
Fergie Ferg?
No, the guy that was in the halves with the Roosters. And then went to Cronulla.
Carney,
yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you have the likes of him and Pierce. I don't want to say what they did.
Oh.
Yeah.
But like...
A little harder.
But like, you're talking about like Pierce and like, for example, John Monaghan.
Yeah, well, you can't...
But that's all local stuff. That's like in-house stuff, you know?
Yeah, like you want to send these guys overseas?
Exactly. Like, how do you send these...
We'll go international, right? Not for a good reason.
But we'll make a name for ourselves, let me tell you. It's not in the kind of the right way that we want to do it. But look, I like the idea... I'm not totally against the idea.
The idea is phenomenal. I just think the state is wrong. That is it. Do it a couple of miles south and you're good to go.
It's what, 5 hours away from LA?
Yeah.
Vegas?
Yeah. I think it's a whole tax break thing and it's because it's easy to do stuff there. It's not that hard. But bro,
is
I
it
just...
Is also more of an incentive for fans to go over because there's more to do in Vegas rather than LA?
LA's not that bad. Like you got a bunch of... You got Disneyland. You got a bunch of stuff to do there. But the issue is... Like, my big issue, besides the there's so much to do there, it's going to get lost. Brother, these footy players, mate, they're going to, like, just think about the headlines the day after the game. It ain't gonna be like, about
what
the fun they're gonna have in Vegas.
All that's needs just a little bit of alcohol, and sky's the limit. One of the Burgess brothers ripped a sign out of the ground.
Yeah, he's the most powerful man.
This guy is incredible,
bro. And here's the thing,
George Burgess.
He ripped a street sign out of the concrete ground in Queensland.
Yeah, yeah, showing.
A few years ago.
Bro,
it's
no
the best,
way.
The best thing I've ever
bro,
seen.
Bro, like, and I know people probably come back to me with, oh, but they got round two, so they're going to have to come back straight away. It takes one night. The night of the game finishes, they go, let's go celebrate, and forget it. Because they'll be on the plane that next morning, and someone's done something stupid.
Yeah. Oh, no problem. They'll get on, they'll get on the beers and they get on the nose beers and they do whatever they all do it. they all get onto it in house. They all do all that stuff in house.
I get that, but there's so much that can go wrong at Vegas.
Yeah, there's so much to go wrong. But I feel like
so much more than what they normally.
The one club that's so keen to go, even though I don't think they're being considered, is the Cowboys, because really? They want to go to Dallas Cowboys and they want to go see how they train and
that'll be good.
But they want to make a full trip of it, because every year you get certain coaches or executives like Bellamy,
yeah,
and like their trip executive Matt Tripp or something. They would go to the US or they'll go to Barcelona. They'll go to all these, but see how their organizations are run. It gives incredible insight. If you give some players like that sort of inspiration, like to go and give them that insight, imagine what it could do for their careers back home. Like
it's
just the little things. Yeah.
Okay. So who goes?
It's a good question. Like that's a million-dollar question.
This year, we spoke about this the other day, NRL has been so unpredictable. So who do you send over there to give you two quality games that really display our sport well? I would have said instantly Penrith, but they're having a shocker this season. Like you don't know. They're not terrible, but they're not at form.
No,
they aren't the powerhouse they were last year.
Realistically, you should send the teams that are struggling, but if I was in charge, I wouldn't send the West Tigers. I think they're a waste of time.
I don't think you send the teams that are struggling.
You send them and the team that missed out on Magic Round this year.
You know what? I don't like Joseph, but I'm really liking Newcastle this year because they are coming close to winning. It's just they can't go over the edge because they're paying $1 million to Ponga.
Okay, so Roosters.
Yeah,
it'd have to be
100%.
We'll fund it all
straight out.
Yeah. Like I know this is gonna.
I'm a nickel. Put in a couple of hundreds.
I know this is gonna sound dumb, but you also like. The team
it has
you
to
send
be Roosters Rabbitohs, like
Rabbitohs because of
has to be a rivalry.
Yeah. Rabbitohs will 100% go, all because of Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
He will take all of his celebrity mates to the game, and it will be a big deal. And that's the point. So I think you have Roosters Rabbits. They have to go. You also have to have teams that aren't hard to pronounce. I know that sounds dumb. They have to have good logos. They have to be easy to pronounce because Americans are very superficial.
Give us an example.
You cannot send.
Canberra Raiders?
No, the Raiders is fine. You can't send the Eels. They won't understand it.
See?
They won't understand it. They won't understand.
Eels
how
is a
you
long word,
it.
Yeah.
No, you won't. They won't understand how an eel can be a team name.
Bro, they have the Redskins Indians. Actually, they're not Indians anymore.
No, they're the Commanders.
Oh, uh-huh,
is that
better.
What they are?
They were the Washington football team for about 2 years, and then they came up with the Commanders.
I don't like it.
And neither do I.
The team names, I agree. But do you see the type of players that we have in our sport, like in our game?
They can't pronounce their names anyway.
Forget the team. That's a fair point. They can't
but you know that actually works.
That's what I thought you were getting at.
But you know that actually works.
Imagine they come out and say, Turner Fast or Malawi. How do you spit that out to an American?
But you know that actually...
We can pronounce it.
That works in our favor. Because over there, all they're thinking is, wow, they're very inclusive. Good on them. It's a place for Islander blokes to have a
space. If us few Aussies go and we can pronounce these names and they have some like very nice American ladies, they're like, oh, wow.
Bro, I just know right now that John Bernard's going to go over there with his microphone and be like, okay, can you pronounce this footy player's name?
Yeah.
He's just going to walk the streets.
He's got good content. I enjoy watching him.
He goes to my barber.
Does he?
Yeah.
He's always good
on the phone, constantly working. Just constantly phone call after phone call.
That's because there's two of him. Hey.
Yeah, he looks like a workhorse, bro, and his content's great. Well. His content's really great. Okay, so you take Rabbitohs and Roosters. Who else are you taking? They're four Sydney teams, right?
Well, they're not looking at taking any Queensland teams.
You can't say not the Dolphins, the new team. You can't.
Are they thinking of Melbourne? Because then take Storm for sure.
I don't know. Like, I think they don't want any Queensland teams. I don't know why. Like, not I would have loved to take like a massive rivalry. So you take like Roosters Rabbitohs, or you take like a Brisbane Cowboys.
Roosters Rabbitohs, Penrith Eels, something like that.
Yeah, Penrith Eels. Yeah, Dogs Eels. Dogs Eels.
Dogs Eels would have been good if the Dogs were playing well.
Dogs Eels is big because it's played in Western Sydney.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So all right, if you can't take Queensland teams, can they take Melbourne?
Well, Melbourne, yeah. Like they just don't want any Queensland teams. Right. I don't know why.
Fine. You take Melbourne Storm 1,000%. Who do they verse?
Penrith. Put it with Penrith.
Penrith, yeah,
100%. I think that's the. Cool. I think they're the four teams.
But the thing I would want, I want them to bring in a Brisbane team like Broncos. They're the biggest club in Australia, across but all codes.
We're trying to go overseas, hey, not.
Yeah, we are, but you want to bring like they bring in the most profit, like, and obviously within Australian sport. So if they're massive here, why won't you take the biggest club that produces all of that and are a good side over there?
So that's my thinking. I think it all should be based on how good the sides are and how quality the game is going to be.
Mm.
Go to the point of scripting it. Script the game. Do something.
Sin bin Sunday in
Leicester. I reckon.
Okay, so that's another thing, bro. What do they tell the refs?
It's a normal game.
Yeah, I know that. But, bro, these refs are ruining games. The head clash that sent sin bin last weekend.
Nah, don't
come
you
on,
dare.
Bro.
Don't you dare. I'm not ready. Radley. To talk about it. I'm not ready to talk about it. It's been a week. Technically.
It's been a week.
It's been a day, but when the pub comes out, talk about this professional side.
Yeah, you gotta listen to stuff you don't know.
You know, just pretend that they're not hearing us. But the thing is, yeah, look, the ref's gotta be on the ball. But the problem is, like, my other concern, which is very, 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 very minimal, is to explain the rules to the Americans. How many screens are we gonna need just for
not that hard?
I don't think they're going to care. They're just going to see people with no pads on whacking each other.
And that's the thing, but that's what's going to bring them. Yeah, that's what's going to bring them. So you get them with the biggest forward packs. You get, like, I will take the Bunnies. I'll take the Chalks. I'll take the Broncos. I'll take the Cowboys. Like, if I could choose. But if I can't go down that route.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
Yeah. You take, like, the two big rivalries in both sides.
Each state, yeah.
Fins up.
Fins up, boys. You take those Dolphins, bro. Fins up.
I love them, bro.
Baby.
What a team.
Yeah, the best.
Unlike my team, I'm not proud of them when I watch them, the Roosters.
When we went to Magic Round last year, and we watched your team, you were in your Roosters jersey, supporting the Eels.
Yeah. Because
Goose
I hate
Goose
my team.
A couple of teams. Goose supports a few teams.
I hate my team. I think they're garbage. I feel like I don't understand the selection. Okay, I get a lot of people do that about their team, but I don't understand why there's players like the Butcher Brothers and Smith in the team. I just think they're garbage. And Suwali, send him early to Union. Get out of here.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Yeah, so I don't like my team, but when I watch the Dolphins, bro. Yeah.
You had him as an athlete? Yeah, I'll give it
also
to you.
Also because I saw him at Canso. So.
Oh, yeah, true. And Pedersini and that. Yeah, yeah. The boys and the vibes and that.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's very long overdue. I think finally take rugby league to the States. Let them see what they're missing. Because they love our sport when they look at it.
Mm. And it's been proposed for a while. Like
ages.
Manly had a Korean sponsor for a while. Was it Manly or was it Raiders or something like that? No, Raiders had Hawaii. But Manly had a sponsor that was based overseas and they would like continue taking a Manly game overseas.
Ooh.
Like, that was like years ago, but nothing. But if we've got the ability to now, I feel like we've got to capitalize on it right now. Because obviously boxing's picked up his game because of No Limit. You know, I think
Aussie boxing
has been picked up because of No Limit.
George Rose has done well.
Yeah, George Rose.
Bro, he has phenomenal. Not just in the promotional aspect, but in the fact that he has found good fighters. Australia has a lot to offer, bro. Mm. A lot to offer. It's very impressive.
Mm. I think it's if you've got to do it, you've got to do it now. I feel like next year would be the perfect time. If we push another year, I feel like if we push it beyond 2024, it won't happen.
I agree. I think Volandis has such an expansion mindset right now that now's the time to do it.
Yeah.
So are they saying one more team as well in 2026 NRL?
Yeah, yeah. They want another team. They want...
Why wouldn't you after the success of the Dolphins? Yeah,
right? But they want Bennett to take over that new team again.
Good.
No, that's what Volandis goes, we have to get him or it has to be Bellamy. It has
will
to
he
be
still
it
be
would. Those
will
guys.
Will he still be alive at that point? Because
he
looks at least 97.
Who?
Bennett.
Bennett. Bye-bye.
Have you seen videos of him?
Yeah, he's squatting in that.
He's
right? I was about to say, he's a machine.
Has anyone watched the documentary yet?
No.
I still haven't seen that. I really want to watch
it. Is it on
Stan?
Stan, yeah, I don't have Stan. See, I just kicked Stan.
You do have Stan.
Brother, you keep changing your passwords.
Because I keep getting hacked from India.
They give me an updated password.
Tell your cousins to leave me alone. I wish I was joking.
I think one of your passwords was
Leave me alone or something like that.
I genuinely thought
I looked at the clock. I go, wow, we've done really well. We've done 50 minutes without an Indian joke.
You guys have seen my emails. They'll say someone from India at this time has logged in. And I'm like, okay, no problem. I'll change it. 10 minutes later, someone from India has logged in. I'll do it 10 times. They won't leave me alone.
I don't think it's people from India, though. They're that's what they make VPNs. You think.
Yeah,
but everyone's got like the VPN hacks, and they just say, oh, we're from Turkey. But we're from India. We're from... You know what I mean? Turkey, bro.
Again, I think it's a great
idea. Like I said, 2024 has to be done. Now, but to answer your question about the expansion, Lenz wants to go all out again on another team. But I think he... But this is the thing. I think he wants to get to about 20 teams, and then it'd be like a conference type, which I don't know how I feel about.
I hate that idea.
Yeah, I think it's...
Is that like the Super League split thing happened?
Yeah, similar to that.
It's exactly how American sports run their thing. Do you follow any American sports? Okay. So basically what they do, because their country's so massive, they have Western teams and Eastern teams. So they have an Eastern Conference and a Western Conference. They verse each other all year, and they don't verse cross until the playoff season starts. Then they'll cross over. They'll start the whole ladder match, the ladder, until they get to the champion. The issue with that is you don't get any rivalries from Queensland, New South Wales, Melbourne, New South Wales. Like, you're missing out on some really good matches.
Mm.
And how do you split that off right now? We got what?
Yeah, would it be like different teams each year and each different thing, but then like you can't build anything?
Yeah, it's messy. Like it's the thought of it is a bit messy. Like,
My issue with it is, okay, if you want to do conference style, you need to have an even amount of teams across the board. There's way too many Sydney teams to do that.
And that's the thing. That's when they're going to start ramping up the big debate about relocating instead of putting new teams. And no one's going to relocate anywhere. Everyone's going to shut their mouth.
Where do they want to put the next team?
Adelaide. Bring back the Rams.
Bring back the Rams, baby.
Bro, it needs to be another state. It cannot be Queensland, New South Wales again.
My opinion, they're looking at...
The Bears.
Yeah, looking at the Bears, but look, this is my opinion. I think it needs to... Okay, so we've got four teams in the Queensland district, right? Four teams pumping, whatever. We've got 750 in Sydney. Let's be serious. They've got to look at... I think it needs a bit more time, but I'd love another team in New Zealand. I'd love another team there to really grow NRL out big time because North and South.
Mm-hmm.
I would love then start filling up Perth, Adelaide... I would love, like, as much as I'd love to see Melbourne, I don't think there'll be strong success in Melbourne for a second team there. Mm. Every supporter that is following NRL only follows Storm.
Correct, because they've got the AFL there. It's too much of a competition.
So dominant there. There's like two or three teams or four teams based in Melbourne alone for AFL.
Mm. I think the best bet is Adelaide.
Yeah.
The only issue with Perth is it's too far.
Yeah, but I've got no problem with Perth as well.
No problem with Perth. If they said Perth tomorrow, I'm a big fan of it because Perth is becoming a powerhouse overseas.
Yeah. The only thing that'll be too far, it'll just mean that teams would have to go earlier in the week.
Correct.
So they'll do their recovery, and then after recovery, they go straight to Perth, and then do their training, do their stuff, and come back.
You think about the Perth team, they're going to have to do that every single week unless it's a home game. That's what I'm saying. Adelaide is smart.
Yeah.
I don't
remember when it was like they were side, but... Was the support good back then? Like, did they do well in that regards, Adelaide?
It was good at the time.
Okay.
But then again, the sport was very different back then.
Yeah, true.
But then there's the power of technology we have now, social media, influence, everything now, and the money we've got now and anything else, obviously so much different back then.
Put it this way.
Back then, there was a lot more passion. So I'll cut you off quick.
Sorry, that's my bad.
That's all right. Back then, there was so much more passion for the game because people would... For people, it was like watch rugby league. For a lot of people, it was their second job.
Mm.
But there was such a passion for it at the time that when it kind of discontinued, it was like a heartbreaking thing. Like they've lost a piece of, you know.
Mm.
So yeah, I think you got to bring it back in. But that's why I think that they channel doing Origin in Adelaide and all. And I don't like it.
Neither do I.
But
again, that's a whole different conversation. As well.
Yeah, I would love. I'd love a PNG or a Fiji
side. I hate that.
Why?
I hate that. Keep it in the country, bro. Expand. If you've moved, I know, and New Zealand is a does my head in. The game's called the National Rugby League, and I don't know, it does me in. That's just my OCD. But I don't like going externally if we haven't filled out internally.
That's fair,
bro. Go to Adelaide. You put one team there. If you put one team in Adelaide, you think about how that whole state is going to rally behind that team.
But if you if you get like a PNG or a Fiji team in, you think about what it does for all of those, that following in those countries, and what it could do for those countries there. I think it would be huge.
Very good. Sort out the National Rugby League.
Would the teams be based there?
Yeah.
They would?
Yeah. Well,
it's a national sport in PNG.
And I know that sounds like a stupid question, but their countries are different to ours.
Australia, sort out your comp.
All right, fair.
That's my only issue, is sort out your own comp.
No, I get that. Goose is asking before. Do you want to ask again?
I was just saying, would it be located there, their club and their training and so on?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that means there'd be a lot of travelling.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as well as those countries, they're a lot different to Australia. New Zealand is similar to Australia, but...
How far is PNG?
It's a boat cruise away.
Oh, brother. Everything's a boat cruise away.
P&O or Carnival
Cruise. Carnival take it,
These NRL players are going to be stuck.
Voyage over the seas, boys. 10 days to get there, this
time. I don't think it's too far.
I don't know. I still think Adelaide's the way to go.
Yeah, look.
Or Northern Territory.
Look, Adelaide, die in the heat, Perth. Yeah. Like, they're all good options. Mm. But I think what it will do for the country of Fiji or for PNG, I'd love a PNG team. I'd love... bro, when they go to the Prime Minister's clashes at the end of the year and they go to PNG, the experience is like no other. And they've got a cult following there. Like, you should see them when one of the PNG boys plays Origin and how they're so good to the TV. Grand Finals, Origins, Internationals, how they're so good. They get a whole community and a whole family base around. Like when, I think it was Kikau or someone else. Oh, I think it was when Fiji won the World Cup. But you got the whole town on this one TV. Like what you could do there, the money, the pump there. Mate, the possibilities are proper endless.
I keep telling you, we got to go to PNG because we would love the footy culture there.
Yeah, bro.
It's a great footy culture.
Yeah,
I still think it's the wrong move. I still think...
That's fair.
But build out our country.
Just, that's fair. I'm not against
because
that.
Because the issue is we're way too New South Wales based.
Yeah, I agree with
that. Bro, AFL kills it in Melbourne. NRL kills it in New South Wales. We need to be killing it in other states.
No, I agree. We've got to touch the other states. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. We touch LA, we touch Perth, but... After that, I've got no problem going to PNG.
I just can't go to Fiji. I cannot imagine living in Perth and say, okay, who do I support?
Yeah, but you've got to think about it as well. The style of footy that PNG play and the style of footy that like a Fiji side would play with like a Fiji coach set, like, you know, you get the best of the best of what you can in those cultures, mate.
Yeah.
You just think how great footy would be. Mm. I think the style of play, I think the different influences... Yeah, you know how many people you get more going back to Fiji? It becomes like a more of an attraction to go watch the footy. People actually think go to Fiji, mate, or PNG, mate. The possibilities are proper endless.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited for the future of our sport. I think it's good.
Yeah, it's going good.
It's going really good.
We just need to sort out our refs and our rules. Once we clarify our rules, but it's the greatest game of all regardless. But, you know, you need to touch up here and there.
Yeah. Hip checks.
Hip drop.
Hip drop?
Hip drop. Sorry, hip check is a hockey thing. Hip drop, that thing's killing me at the moment.
Yeah, it's been in our game for many, many years. It's been done a while, but now they've decided we should just crack down on it. Look, it's another phase. They're all got to stay a bit busy. They've got to keep everyone on their feet a little bit. It'll die out soon.
Mm. Just make sure you don't head clash into another player because I'll get you sent off. Anyway.
No, don't go there.
This is our last episode for a while. Because we're moving. Podcast is moving.
Yeah, podcast is moving.
Yeah, we're going to Lansvale.
Yeah.
New studio.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So,
exciting.
Ladies and gents, subscribe. Because it's good. Yeah, like Ruben's doing right now. Show him, Joseph. There we go. Go, do it again. Yeah, there we go. Do the subscribe thing. Now, listen, we're going to a new studio, which is going to be great because Stat and I are going to set up a full studio setup over there. We're going to release a video on it, hopefully, if we do it right, of us setting up a new studio, getting it all done, trying to figure out what is the best way to make this thing look good because I hate the current setup. We're going to make it nice, so that's what we're going to do.
Sweet. Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Nice. Ladies and gents, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Have a Chat with Ray and Stat. Stat, where do people find you online?
Mate, just follow me at Faith About the Church, bro.
Sure. Ruben, where they finding you, brother?
With Discipleship with...
Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Or find him in the Blue Mountains, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know why I do this part of the show. No one ever takes me seriously. Goose, where are they finding you?
I'm dropping a bandwagon all of them. You follow them.
Have a chat with Ray and Stout on all your social medias. Like, subscribe, do all that. Ladies and gents, thanks for having the chat. See you, boys.
Take care.